This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
I tell you, he will defend and he will protect and avenge them. That's my God. Amen. 2 Peter 3:9. I'm just going through some scriptures here in the Word. What's the Word say? The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises, according to some people's conception of slowness. But he is long-suffering toward you, not desiring that any should perish, but all that should turn to repentance. He said, when you operate in my power, you can do and accomplish what I've called you to accomplish with not much effort, and you will do it with excellence. And now I'm going back over Tommy Hicks thinking, oh my God, that's what this was. And he said to me the tragic thing. Now, we're going to get back into Tommy Hicks. Y'all remember, right? Hopefully. He said to me, the tragic thing is most believers are missing this source of power. They're denying this source of power and this victory, this guaranteed, effortless, sweatless victory in their daily lives. They're denying it, and they don't even know they're denying it. Okay? But he said, plug in the power, because power produces results. He said, that is a law. It's a natural law, and it is a spiritual law. He gave me the analogy of a microphone and speakers. You can have, you know, there's microphones that in the Hollywood and stuff that I've heard cost over $20,000. Singers have. And, you know, you got your amplifiers, you got all the wires and all that. And you can have the most expensive equipment, but if there's no power to it, storm, little two-year-old unplugs it, an usher trips over the wire, whatever, and the power's gone, it don't matter. Your $20,000 mic, are y'all with me? Don't matter. There'll be no power. There's no power. The greatest equipment, no results. And so the Lord has given this to me, and he said, you can have the greatest equipment. As a matter of fact, the church is more equipped than it's ever been in its history. We can have church on our phones, in our car. We can see. We can trip. We can, and all of this, hey, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Have you seen this sermon? We're equipped. But is the church operating in full power? So there's got to be a connection. And the Holy Spirit is the power. I mean, I was even on the East Coast one time doing meetings, and there were signs outside churches that said Holy Ghost light, like Bud Light. Just wanted to know, we're not that plugged in. So power produces results. And you can have the most knowledge, like these guys back here. They have way more knowledge than I do on anything that pertains to this. And thank God for them, right? And so you can have the best equipment and all the knowledge. Now watch this for all you veterans of the word, all you faith word people, whatever you want to call yourself. And you can have all the knowledge. So he was talking to me about the church is really equipped, and the church has a lot of knowledge. But if you unplug or a power or a storm and the power's out for whatever reason, that don't matter anymore. Their knowledge can't fix it. The power's gone. They got the knowledge, Chip. I know what to do, but we have no power. So there can be two Christians going to the same church. Now, you're thinking what I just coached you right there wasn't important. You can come to this church and get this and receive the same knowledge, we have the same equipment as this person over here, and get two totally different results. And it's all because they're plugged into the power. The connection's there. Are y'all with me? Get plugged in. Don't deny it. Amen. Glory to God. And it's according to you. All right, so Ephesians 3:20. Let's look at it, the King James first. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, we all believe that, according to the power that worketh in us. It's according to whether you're connected or not. You can know every verse in the Bible, read it frontwards and backwards, but if you're not, if there's no connection to the power, then it ain't gonna work in you. I mean, know the Bible, quote every verse. Have every Bible, have every bumper sticker keychain. Got everybody downloaded. I got every one of Brother Hagin's. I've got them all. Zero power. If there's no signs, wonders, and miracles happening. And that ain't happening here. We're having them. Amen. Let's read this in the Amplified. Is anybody getting anything? Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly far over and above all we can dare or and see, you're going to hear later as this message grows, you're going to hear about those 240 athletes when he gave me this revelation of what happened. And there was 240 of them, and they could have all done it. And I gave them this revelation, and only six of them did it. Six of them stayed with it. Six of them plugged in. Six of them every day said, Chip, I'm plugging in. I am not going to deny this. It was available for all 240, but six of them, and those six, you can ask Candace, went super abundantly beyond what you can imagine that they could ever dream. They were on magazine covers. They were on TV talk shows. They were signing $1 million contracts. They were just normal people, but that anointing came on them and they plugged in with it and they didn't deny it. And it happened. I need to call them up and get one of them to come and testify. All right, let's go back where I got carried away. Do super abundantly, far over and above all that we. I've seen this. You could dare or ask or think infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Praise God. Man, I don't know about you, but I don't want to deny this power. And it says, according to you. And the Lord reminded me, he says, remember 2 Timothy? No, I didn't. I wasn't like mom. I had to look it up. This know also that in the last days. Okay, how many believe we're in the last days? Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. They'll be lovers of their personality, their comfort to step out and praise God like they should. They'll be lovers of that. That's who I am. They'll be lovers of their flesh. See, y'all think they're talking about evil, just biker dudes, gang members. It's talking about Christians here. It's talking about Christians. We're going to prove it here. And they're going to be lovers of self, of self. You don't need to go fast over that, of self. They won't step out of that comfort. They, you know what? Bless their hearts. They're going to heaven. But they'll never experience the power. You'll find out when we get there. There was a power. Available according to you. Okay. Of their own covetous, boasters, proud, unthankful, unholy. It goes on. And then the verse 5 says, having a form of godliness. Now that is translated, they'll go to church. In the last days, oh Lord, oh, some of you are sleeping. Oh, this wouldn't be a good time to be sleeping. And here the Lord is talking to us and bringing up Tommy Hicks and bringing up that revelation he showed me and what we went through at ORU, and it's worldwide. People know that from around the world. God did that. Having a form of God, they'll go to church, but they will deny the power. They won't plug in. From such turn away. Now, I'm going to go back to Tommy Hicks. I do not know how long I watched this, and it seemed like it went on for days and weeks and months. And I beheld Christ as he continued to stretch forth his hand. But there was a tragedy. There were many people, as he stretched forth his hand, that refused to walk in the anointing of God they were called to. And I saw men and women that I knew and people that I felt certain they would receive this. But as he stretched forth their hands to them, they simply bowed their heads and began to back away. And to each of those who seemed to bow down and back away, they seemed to go in darkness. Blackness seemed to swallow them up. What made them back away? He said, people he knew and was certain. All right, so now I'm going to start pointing at people in here that I know and am certain. And if I don't point at you, don't get offended. Can y'all do this or not? Are y'all mature or babies? But there's some of you I'm not certain and sure, but some of you I'm certain and sure. But when I point at you and you stand up and you're certain and sure, there's going to be a bunch of those. Are y'all hearing me? Why is it getting so quiet? Okay. I'm not going to do that. But. Huh. Okay, here we go. All right. So. Nah. So I started meditating on that. And I believe this is the Lord because he spoke to me after. If he was certain, like I would be certain, I started thinking of people in this church. And then those people that he was certain of would be all in, committed, and developing.
Billy Brim Ministries would like to invite you to visit our home church, a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. AGC is where Miss Billy got started teaching Sunday school while editing for Kenneth E. Hagin. This was only the beginning of BBM. Today, Billy's son, Chip Brim, and his wife, Candace, now pastor at this very same church. If you're in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to join us. Follow us at A Glorious Church and plan out your visit or watch a live service at www.aglorious.church.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. And remember, champions always prevail.